The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, so we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So let's jump right in. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a really awful Monday. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. Better yet, probably get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R.
We're not taking calls today?
We'll take some calls, but we're only here for an hour and a half because we have the National Championship of College Football cranking up at 5:30. So we'll probably get some calls in, but for the most part, it's going to be hard to get to all the stuff we need to.
Well, let's start with our interview with Coach Buzz Williams.
No, let's not.
No, you don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're program director here, but.
Well, I planned on giving probably an hour and 15 minutes to the Texans today and then talking about the national championship in the last segment because we only have an hour and a half today.
Yeah, that would have been a good plan. Maybe work in the other NFL for about 5 minutes.
Yep. And then the suspensions came down for Major League Baseball. I said, damn, well, it already sucked only having an hour and a half show today. It's like, well, now it's going to be like a 45-30-15 split. And then they went ahead and fired the coach and the GM. Yeah, and it's like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go. I still think we need to start with the Texans. I know the usual suspects have been hard on the Astros, or I'm not hard on them, but heavy on them for the last hour or so. So I think we should start with the Texans, but I mean, we're obviously going to discuss both today. I don't identify as Texan fan. I watch all of their games, obviously. I'm not emotionally affected when they win or lose.
Unless you bet on them.
Unless I bet on them.
Yeah.
If I were emotionally invested in this franchise, I would be sick. I would be so sick and tired of what they're doing there. And it's got to be the most frustrating thing. And that game, like I get that they were up 24-0, and you think, like, when you hear that, you think, oh, well, they must have been playing really well.
Not if you watched it.
I mean, really,
they
were gifted a 24-0 lead.
The first drive was great. Let's give them credit for that. They march right down the field, and of course,
it's they score on basically a busted safety coverage play.
I mean, hey, Honey Badger does that. That's what he
cool.
does. They went right down. They scored a touchdown. Credit for that. The block punt, and by the way, never should have happened. That's two drop third down conversions. And when does Travis Kelce ever drop a pass like that? And if you're watching, you're like, man, Patrick Mahomes is diming the ball, and these guys are. But they had five drops in the first nine passes.
Then it's
and then the buff.
Tyreek Hill just drops. A guy that doesn't return punts is returning punts, drops the ball. You're gifted another one. I mean.
And credit to them for.
They took advantage of the mistakes.
Yeah. And
it was never a situation where. And if you were this person, you're an idiot. If you were sitting back in your recliner going, yep, that's it. They're not coming back from this. Then you haven't lived here long enough.
No, and it's funny because I didn't check my Twitter mentions, but as soon as I did after the game, there's a whole bunch of...
I got a bunch of... I'm feeling real good about my -9.5, or my +9.5. No, you're not.
Oh, can't wait to hear you guys talk about Titans, Texans. Yeah.
I got a picture of crow that I had to eat.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys, you always look dumb if you tweet at us early in a game. Always. Without fail. And I'm watching this, and I was texting a friend of mine during the game. It's like, yeah, the Texans had everything that could possibly go right there, but if they think this thing is over, they're crazy. because I've seen the secondary all year, and I've seen this Chiefs offense all year. And as soon as guys stopped dropping passes, it was on. And defensively, how Romeo Crennel still has a job today is beyond me. You cannot allow a team not just to score 7 touchdowns in a row. And a couple of those, they helped him with short fields. I mean, the fumble by Carter on the kickoff.
Yeah.
The third down play, which there's so much to get to in this game that we're not going to be able to do today. But don't worry, we'll get to it tomorrow if we don't. But not just to give up those 7 touchdowns. How many times did they even go to third down? It was just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, they had their way.
It looked like LSU against Oklahoma.
Was there ever any doubt that the Chiefs were the better team?
Not in my mind, no.
I mean, did the Chiefs make some mistakes that got them down? Sure. But I never felt like, oh, yeah, Texans have this. Like, even at 24-0, no. I know people were counting chickens. Dude, not me. I was sitting here going,
yeah, I don't have any chickens at home.
Take care of your chicken.
I know. I would take care of my chicken if I had one.
Take care of your chicken. You got to take care of your mental and your chicken. I never let myself get suckered into thinking it was going to happen. And there were people texting me, you're going to get tickets for the game, for the Titans game?
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. And the Texans did what the Texans do. The Texans are not good in the secondary. And it was painfully obvious yesterday. It was painfully obvious. J.J. Watt was the hero of the Bills game. And yesterday, it looked like he had no business not being on the IR. I mean, he was a shell. He was nothing.
It doesn't really surprise me when you think about it. A guy doesn't play that long. He comes back, you're fresh. You've probably done this, too. You come back, your first workout, you're fresh. Plays a whole game. There had to be a bounce factor. And he looked old and slow, and I think he's better than that. But he wasn't very useful yesterday. And the reality is nobody was useful on that team yesterday on the defensive side of the ball. Unless I don't want to give the offense a pass on this either. I know a lot of people are. And even Romo was like, oh, don't blame Deshaun Watson. He scored 31 points. No, he scored 17. He was responsible for 17. Yeah. You had a blocked punt and you had a muff punt. If you want to give him half of that because they went 6 yards, okay. But
the last touchdown also was, I mean, the game was out of hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it was a gross performance all around. I don't think you should be feeling good about the defense, obviously. I don't think you should be feeling good about the offense. Nobody played well. And you couldn't keep contained on Mahomes running. Mahomes being the leading rusher, shame on you guys.
But how many times have we seen that with the Texans? And what beats him? Running quarterbacks, tight ends.
Yeah, but Mahomes isn't a running quarterback.
Yeah, he was yesterday.
That's the problem.
Well, I mean, he can be. I mean, they just don't do it because they don't need to most of the time.
I mean, imagine this is, I don't know, it's an odd way to end the season, but it's totally unsurprising. And did I expect them to be up 24-0? No. Does it surprise me that they lost by 20? No. The crazy thing is that both things happened.
Yeah,
that,
in the same game.
That's what's really weird. And that's what I tweeted out yesterday. If I had told you before the game the Texans are going to lose by 20 points, you probably would have said, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good season. But if I told you they were going to be spotted 24 points and they were still going to lose by 20, that's basically the kind of game that you never forget if you're a fan. And really, you should never forget. And I don't know anybody who's saying, you know what? I still trust Bill O'Brien. I still trust him to run this organization. Because, you know, there's no trust between Bill O'Brien and the Texans fan base. There's none. You're always waiting for it's like Bill O'Brien is Lucy. And Texans fans are Charlie Brown. And every time you think you're going to get to kick that football, Billy O pulls it away and you go tumbling into obscurity. I mean, this is what it is. And if you, I don't know anybody going, you know what? Yeah, Bill O'Brien, he's getting better. He'll get there next year. He's not. Bill O'Brien,
that's not what he says. We're going the right direction, AJ.
No, you're not. Bill O'Brien is an egomaniac. He is... And by the way, notice now when he gets asked tough questions, he's contrite. He's not barking at reporters the way he normally does after a loss. Because now, after the bleep you too, you suck too. After that, now everybody's keeping an eye on him. The ownership's like, hey, you can't talk to the fans like that. So Now,
are they? Are they really?
I don't. Well, I assume.
I don't think the ownership's keeping an eye on him at all.
Only because he didn't bark back at Brian T. Smith and John McClain when they ask him tough questions after the game, like he normally would just eat their heads.
Yeah,
he's just kind of like, you know.
Well, he never really eats McClain's head off, but he'll go after
Brian.
He'll
T.
go
Smith
after
head.
Brian T. Smith. Yeah,
and to be fair, Brian T. Smith often asks some stupid ass questions.
He does,
but this time he asked him kind of a backhanded question, and Bill O'Brien just had to suck it up because he's got no equity with fans right now. He's got no equity with anybody. And I'll be honest, this franchise, welcome to Rockets Part 2. I say this about James Harden. As long as James Harden's there, they're not going to win a championship. They can be good. They can have good seasons. They can come close. They're not winning. As long as Bill O'Brien has his fingerprints on this team, there's a ceiling. And right now, you are wasting Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins because they've got an anchor tied to them right now. And until you get away from that, this is what you are. You're the team that everybody like is talking about on SportsCenter because of what you did wrong, what you blew.
When we come back, I have two thoughts on O'Brien that I want to get out there. One is how there's one way you could salvage his career here. And it's the same thing I've said for the last 3 years, and they won't do it. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Okay, my two thoughts that I wanted to get in on O'Brien. And, well, there's three thoughts. First off, Romeo Crennel's time to retire.
I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to let him retire instead of firing him, yeah, which that would be the easy scapegoat for B.O.B., but
it's a way to survive. But
yeah.
Here's what I think, and this is for you guys who just blindly worship the Texans no matter what, that you guys think Bill O'Brien's a good coach. You traveling Texans, all you guys that are out there just buying all the crap up because there's no need for them to even try. This guy, And by the way, I know your cronies are listening, Bill, because they listen to every show and tell you what we say. So I want you to listen to the second half of this when I'm telling you how you could actually improve the franchise, since that's your whole job now. But your stupid comments just make you look like an idiot, and I'm tired of you trying to con the public. Because, all right, let's start with the why you didn't go for it on 4th-and-1, which I was okay with the field goal there. But your excuse, we didn't have a play. How do you not have a play for 4th-and-1? Don't you have a quarterback who can kind of create some plays? I got a play for you. Run that damn little triple RPO option where he can keep it or he can give it to the running back or he can toss it to the tight end.
I'll be honest. I heard a lot of people upset about them not going for it on 4th-and-1. I didn't mind kicking the field goal.
No, I didn't either.
Because that now you're up 4 scores and any normal team would be in
good
pretty
shape.
Good shape. Yeah.
But it's not that they didn't go for it. It's his excuse.
Yeah.
That's your real excuse? My question to you would be, if we were in a press conference, why don't you have a play for 4th-and-1?
Right.
I mean, isn't that what you spend an entire week prepping for?
That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, and then it's all the inconsistencies where, okay, his excuse for the fake punt, which, you know, mixed feelings about that. That part of the field, I'm probably punting because your defense hadn't totally fallen apart yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They thought they had a play that would work, and the guy made a good tackle. I mean, it wasn't something I would do, and I get that you're trying to be aggressive, but your excuse is you think you have to get 50 points to win the game?
Honestly, 50, and that's the craziest thing. You could have scored 50, and you still would be in the same position.
You still would have lost, yeah, but that's your excuse? So if you think you've got to score 50 to win, why the hell is Romeo Crennel still your defensive coordinator? As good as the Chiefs are, you shouldn't be thinking we have to score 50. And
well, because they knew that no one was going to try to hold Travis Kelce at all. They knew that that was
going to happen. Well, no, they held him a few times.
Well, yeah, but they knew that no one was going
to
help.
When they got close to him, they held him.
Yeah, no one was going to hold him out of the end zone.
And one of the dumbest takes I saw was like, well, this is why they should have played their starters in week 17. You only give the Titans a chance. Well, first off, what the Titans do has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, you can't worry about who's in the playoffs.
And guess what? One of the guys you did play, Tashawn Gibson, got hurt. Think you could have used him yesterday.
Yep.
Because he did a pretty good job on Travis Kelce the first time. So, you know, stop those dumb takes. And, I mean, my goodness, it's just stop trying to lie to us. Stop conning us. Stop acting like we're children. We're not as stupid as you think we are, O'Brien. You're the stupid one. You keep doing stuff, and then you don't have an explanation for it. And you should be, why do you not, and like, how about this in the fourth quarter where they have to call a timeout because he's going to send the punt unit on the field down 17? And Deshaun's looking at him like, what the hell, man? I mean, why is that even a thought? You've got to go for it there. I mean, the game's over anyway. It doesn't matter, but still. And, I mean, those are just in-game management things that he's been terrible at his entire career. And that's not why they lost. I mean, they lost because the Chiefs were clearly better. And their defense, they made no adjustments. They did nothing. And I don't know how many times it was frustrating to sit there and see them drop back in man coverage with a lot of guys who were overmatched, rush three guys, and wait for Patrick Mahomes and give him all the time in the world for one of those guys to get open. Boom.
JOff 288 brings up the best point. Remember when he ran that 4th-and-1 garbage sneak play against the Bills, and he said, I got to come up with a better call right there. I like going for it there. I like keeping it in Deshaun's hands. I got to have a better play.
Yeah.
And then he had a whole week to come up with a better play.
And he didn't have one.
And he didn't have a play. I mean, imagine saying in your press conference, yeah, I'm going to come up with a better play. And then you get a week to do it, and then it's like, yeah, I still don't have that. Still don't have that cooked up. Sorry, guys.
Well, I'm going to offer my services here. And, you know, if I were Cal McNair for 2 days, just give me 2 days. And I'll fix this thing for you. I'd get rid of O'Brien, but they're not going to get rid of O'Brien. So even if you said, all right, you can be Cal McNair, but you can't get rid of O'Brien. Well, I'm calling his ass in and saying the same thing I said last year. I want you to bring in a different offensive voice.
No, you need to say, I'm bringing in a different offensive voice.
Well, I'm telling him what to do. I'm just saying it.
But you can't let him pick who it is.
No, I'm about to tell you who it is. I'm going to pick him for you.
Okay.
And here's the voice I want you to bring in. And we're replacing the entire defensive staff. We're starting from scratch there because those guys are all bums. I don't care. And, oh, by the way, I want a new offensive line coach.
Yeah.
I'll let you pick that one. But the first thing I'm doing is what Matt Rhule wants to do as soon as the championship game's over tonight, calling Joe Brady.
Yeah.
Saying, dude, whatever Matt Rhule's going to pay you, I'll pay you more. We want some of that Saints offense here. Come on in. And I know LSU fan doesn't want to hear that, but he's not going anywhere if he stays in college. But an NFL job, I mean, then you get a nice young new voice in there. And if it doesn't work out, you can always go back to O'Brien's, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And I go and I get me a veteran defensive coordinator who was what Cornell was when he first came in. Like, I go hire Marvin Lewis, or I go get the foot sniffer off of TV and bring him back. Somebody who, I don't care if they were bad head coaches, but they were good defensive coordinators. And I change that whole scheme. And that's what I tell them. So this is what we're doing. And you know what? I'll even let you stay GM. But you got to fix this right now. And no more excuses.
And this is the problem. Fans are kind of exasperating this issue. That somehow winning the AFC South is like, that's enough. The Texans won the AFC South. They weren't a good team. They were an average team all year. You know how many teams made the playoffs that gave up over the course of the season, gave up more points than they scored? Do you know, Fred?
Zero.
No, one.
Oh, well.
There's one.
I mean, one other than them.
Yeah, none other than them.
Yeah.
They allowed more points than they scored. We can't act like they're some sort of, oh, they were almost there. No.
Well, I mean, that's a little.
It took a miracle to beat the Bills, who were average-ass team anyway.
Yeah.
And then you saw they had no business on the field with the best teams in the AFC. Had no business.
Yeah, the point's a little misleading because the Baltimore game skewered the hell out of it when you got your ass kicked.
Oh, you
that
mean
bad.
A team playing a game against an elite team in the conference skewered things? or skewed. Think skewered. It's skewered and skewed.
Yeah, it just works either way.
Yeah. I mean, they got their ass kicked when they played the best team.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, as far as the points go, that's one that that's going to score 47. That's going to skewer your points 4 points against.
That's true.
And
getting outscored by the Broncos 14 did the same.
Well, know. I mean, even that. I mean, at least that
But beating the Falcons 52-32, that doesn't skew things?
Yeah, the Falcons at the time were pretty bad.
They were horrible.
You know.
I mean, that's why we take the whole season into account. I mean,
yeah, but the thing is, if you pull out all those outliers like that...
They were an average-ass team.
Pretty much, yeah. The score's going to be pretty close. So,
but that's the problem. Because they win the AFC South, they're in the playoffs... Ownership's like, you know what? We get to hang another one of those cool division championship banners. We're doing all right.
Well, what would you rather have, though? The other three teams in the division have all been to the AFC Championship game during the O'Brien era.
Yeah.
What would you rather have, that or your meaningless AFC South titles?
I mean, none of them have been to a Super Bowl.
No, but they've had the opportunity
to go. They've had a chance to play for it. So... this is what people ask all the time. Would you rather, would you rather get to the Super Bowl and lose four times, or would you rather not get to the Super Bowl? I'd rather get there and lose. You want your team to get closer every year. The Texans aren't getting closer. The Colts have been close. The Jags have been close. The Titans are close now. I mean,
yeah,
I would take that.
I mean,
would you take where the Titans are or where the
right,
Texans
exactly.
are as a franchise even
exactly.
right now?
I mean, I don't know. I think they're both kind of the same team. The Titans. Happened to get hot at the right time and play two really good games. And I mean, we'll get to that later. I'm not going to be shocked if they go in there and keep it close against KC, too.
You know what I'll tell you about the Titans? There will never be a time where the Titans have a 24-0 lead and they let it go like that.
Don't say that, because that could easily happen this week. Chiefs can do that to
Derrick
anybody.
Derrick Henry won't let that happen, because all you got to do is control the ball.
Yeah.
And the Texans couldn't control the ball because they try to get cute.
No,
and they do dumb stuff.
Too. They should have run the damn ball a lot more. But listen, I'm not in any way.
And by the way, did you talk about running the ball? Look at every team that lost. They didn't run the ball well.
Yeah.
Every team that lost this weekend.
No, what does that tell you?
You need to be able to run the ball. And I know Carlos Hyde had a good season for what we expected of Carlos Hyde. You need to have an effective running game in the playoffs, and the Texans don't.
Well, Chiefs damn sure didn't need an effective running game.
No,
they were effective.
They were effective.
Mahomes took off.
Yeah.
But, and I, there's just so many little things that, I mean, we got all day tomorrow to get to a lot of this stuff, too, because there's so much to talk about today. But I do think, somebody brought up Ty Stamper on the Twitch, brought up Chris Jones, our best D lineman, was out. Why are you not taking advantage of that? Especially when you're up 24-0. And they tried. They run a couple of plays. They don't get a first down, and then they fake a punt or they kick a field goal. And I don't want the offense to get a pass in this thing. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered as bad as the defense was. But you could have put a little more pressure on. You get first downs in those situations instead of, we got to fake a punt now after a three and out. So,
all right, guys, I got to tell you about Hoops Sporting Equipment, ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunk Hoops. That's where you're gonna find the best basketball goals on the planet. And there's one out in front of my house now. And it's not an eyesore, which a lot of hoops can be. The great thing about Hoops. They've got something for you. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version wherever you want it. It looks great. It's got a tempered glass backboard. It's never going to break or crack. And if it does, they'll replace it for free. And it's the thickest steel of any goal on the market. 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores, which means it's not going to be hanging sideways in a couple years. This is built to last, and it gets the kids out of the house, which is great for me. My 12-year-old's out there. He's shooting on the 10-foot goal, and my 7-year-old wants to play. Oh, okay. My 7-year-old can turn the handle, get it down to 6-7 feet where he wants to play at. Now he's making baskets. Everybody's having fun with it. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things real quickly. Kenny says it's too bad Bill O'Brien wasn't implicated in the Astros cheating.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That would have been very nice. And back to the field goal. Matt said, I only minded calling a timeout for the field goal. Just take the delay if you're going to kick. Still a chip shot. You know what my bigger complaint about that is if you're going to take a timeout there, why don't you challenge the spot? Because it definitely looked like, even if he didn't get the first down, that spot was almost a yard short of where he landed. Yeah. So if you're going to take a timeout there, at least challenge. I mean, he's challenged dumber things than that. And you get a first down there. Okay, great.
Yeah, because if you're going to take a timeout anyway.
Yeah.
And the other thing, and I think Lamont or somebody mentioned it on Twitter, but if you are going to decide to kick that field goal there, that means that you're playing with a lead. That means that you are playing like you're in control of the game. You don't run stupid fake punts when you're in control of the game. You play football.
Why are you kicking to Hardman anyway on the play after that? You know, just put it out of the end zone. I mean, that's the only way you get hurt is a big kickoff return. That got him going.
They're just a dummy franchise, Fred. I know Nobody likes to hear that. And today's probably the only day I can say it without people getting all in their feelings about it. This is a loser-ass franchise. And they keep fooling everybody. I mean, if you're still going out to all these games, you're still buying gear, wearing gear, they're fooling you. Because they don't care about putting a real winner on the field. And if they did, they wouldn't have Bill O'Brien running the franchise. They wouldn't have Bill O'Brien coaching. You're wasting away with this. You're wasting away. And it's disappointing for me because as a guy who I appreciate Deshaun Watson quite a bit. And obviously DeAndre Hopkins is in the conversation for best receiver in football. You're just letting it pass you by.
Well, and you've probably already wasted J.J. Watt's career. Let's just, you know,
when
throw
it
that
even
in there.
When it even became a question for the Packers, and by the way, Mike McCarthy had already won a Super Bowl. He'd won a Super Bowl, but they were like, you know what? We're not getting the most out of Aaron Rodgers with this guy. Bye.
Yeah.
Because you only have a certain amount of time. It doesn't last forever. Deshaun Watson is not going to beat Tom Brady and be 45 years old winning Super Bowl rings. It doesn't work that way for everybody. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You need to take advantage of these guys while you've got them and while you've got them for cheap. And the Texans aren't doing it.
No, and yeah, and that's the thing. So my new goal is I'm totally out on Bill O'Brien, which I have been for a while. But from now on, I'm calling him out on every one of his BS comments. So if you're listening, Bill, you better be able to defend the stuff you say. Oh, we didn't have a play for that. Why not? So you're telling me you were underprepared for the game. And my God, every time you say we have to coach better, how so? Maybe explain that one to, oh yeah, we should have had a play ready. Or don't make stuff up. Just say, you know what? I thought it was the best thing to go with a field goal there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, take real ownership, not just say, oh, I got to coach better. Like, that's not taking ownership.
No.
Just tell us what you were thinking. Tell us, you know what? I thought this was the best play at the right time, and I was wrong. I wasn't prepared.
Steven, the weather guy, says, if I were Cal McNair for 2 days, I'd sell a team to someone who cares and take the money and run.
If I were Cal McNair, I'd shave my mustache.
Well, that's what I would say. First off,
a heavy set man with a standalone mustache, in no culture is that like, oh, that looks good.
Middle Eastern culture, it's okay. But if I were in charge of the team for 2 days, those are the things that I would do that I mentioned last segment. Yes, I would shave the mustache, and then I'd write a huge consulting check to some guy named Fred Fowler. That's what I would do. And then I could go back to being me. So that I would get something out of it. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. And a lot of people ask, is this the worst 24 hours in Houston sports history? And I'm going to go no.
Oof.
And I mean, it's bad, but, you know, no offense to you youngs. I've been here a long time, and I remember a lot worse stuff. I just have to go back and research it. The thing is, the Texans wasn't unexpected. They were 9.5-point dogs. It's the way they lost was bad. But I don't think that the Astros was all that unexpected, especially if you've been listening to Polillo lately, and who's been saying that they were going to get year suspensions and maybe fired.
Well, and let's be honest, I'm not crazy about firing Luno and Hinch. But I also can see it from Jim Crane's point of view, and I kind of want to comp it to make a political comp here, because everybody, and I know it's kind of cliche now, but forever everybody was saying drain the swamp. When something's rotten, sometimes you just got to get rid of all of it and start fresh. And it feels like Jim Crane means well by this. I don't know if it's the right answer, but then I start to think about it deeper, and then I'm like, oh, this also opens the door for Jim Crane's son now to be the general manager. This all now, and this also, I mean, let's face it, you know, the fine, the $5 million.
Who cares?
You're saving that on their salaries this season anyway. So you weren't. It's not like you were out a bunch of money because they weren't getting paid. So that money was just gonna. Now you were gonna have to give that money to MLB and now not have a manager and a general manager. That kind of sucks. But I can see the argument for getting rid of these guys. And you know, I've read, you know, the report on it that Hinch was he was against it. He was aware, and he busted up some televisions, but he still didn't put an end to it. Luno says he's been basically adamant that he had no idea which was going on, which is also, that sounds like a lie.
I think there's even more lies in this thing than that, and just that's a little bit of a tease.
So overall, I mean, Jim Crane walks out of here, he gets rid of guys that who weren't going to work for him anyway, and he's still a world champion, and he can now say that he wants to do things the right way, and now he's going to be involved more in baseball operations. His son is going to be involved in business stuff, and the Astros are going to probably not be as good of an organization, and that's disappointing. But he's at least going to be able to say, you know what, I tried to do it the right way.
Well, here's what I think happened, and I think Jim Crane got a pass from MLB for an agreement to fire those guys. Because there's no way, as involved as he is with that organization, I'm sorry, and I know I'm a cynic, and I think most people lie through their teeth, but there's no way I'm buying that he had nothing to do with it, and especially the wording of that thing that made it sound like he had nothing to do with it. I think the agreement was, hey, we're gonna bail you out of this, but you got to fire those guys because we don't want to be the ones to do it.
Yeah.
And listen, AJ Hinch, everybody loves him. He's great on TV, but he's a manager. It's not a big loss. The Luno loss is a big one. And to me, that's a guy who built your franchise. And if you're right, if that's the long-term goal, then you know, I don't like the direction you're going. But I do think, and I'm sure Luno knew about it, and Hinch clearly knew about it. And if that your way of stopping it is breaking monitors, how about you tell your guys to stop? You're not actually, that's the old institutional control thing.
Yeah.
You're not doing your job. And if he told them, and I don't know that this is true, but it says it in there, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this. But if he told them, hey, you know, if we're doing anything like this, we need to stop, and they kept doing it, well, I'm firing you too. I don't care how much success you've had. But I do think that I hated to see Luno get fired because, I mean, I this franchise wouldn't be where it is without the decisions he's made. And, you know, Hinch, okay, sorry, we'll miss you. But you're a manager. That can be replaced. But in the end,
I do think it's hard to find a Jeff Luno, though. It's not an easy decision for Crane to make.
No, and now what he does next there will be really interesting. I know there was some mention of a guy who's already there, but you've also had a lot of people leave that organization the last couple of years that were in that front office. Do you go back and get one of those? I think you want to keep the concept there and the analytics and all the things that Luno was doing. So you want one of those kind of guys because that also makes your manager easier for a manager because,
of course,
frankly, you know, AJ Hinch is getting the reports. Okay, we start these guys today. That's his job. That and try not to screw up the pitching in Game 7 of the World Series. And, you know, that's from all that perspective, you hate seeing those guys go because they won your World Series. But to me, Luno is the real loss here. And that's sad. As Trump would say.
Sad.
But, you know, and it does seem weird the way they worded it. It's like, well, he didn't actively do it, but you know, he should have been in control of it. So yeah, you kind of knew about it. Same thing with Hinch. And the guy who I would be really worried about right now if I were trying to avoid becoming Ed Norton in American History X is Alex Cora, because that dude's name is all over that report. And it's almost like he's the guy. It's interesting that Beltran didn't get any punishment, but I guess because he was a player at the time and they didn't punish any players, he wasn't part of the management team.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, it'll be interesting. I don't think, well, I keep saying I don't think on the field it's going to affect them that much. But, boy, you keep adding all this stuff up. And at some point it makes you wonder. All right, guys, I have to tell you about, and today's been a bad experience for a lot of you, but this is a different kind of My Bad Experience. Go to mybadexperience.com. This is a real site, no fake stars or ratings. And if you've lost time or money working with a business that gave you a bad experience, then this is a site where it's your duty to share the ugly truth about them. And for $4.99, you can tell all and maybe even reach a resolution with the business to compensate you for your loss of hard-earned money. And all of this is verified. So if you go to mybadexperience.com today, and you can warn all others about it. Let's say you had a bad experience with a contractor or a plumber or anybody like that. Well, if they won't give you, they're not going to give you any kind of resolution, you just get on here. Go to mybadexperience.com for $4.99, and you can tell everything. And it's possible to achieve a resolution with people who cause that bad experience, and you let other people know so they don't, it doesn't happen to them. Just go to mybadexperience.com.
CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to say, put a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. I was on top when it meant a lot. Still.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, man, I know you guys all want to say this is the worst couple days in Houston sports.
I can't picture another one, though.
I'll spend some time looking it up tonight. But there,
you know why this is maybe the worst? Because the only well-run franchise in this whole town just got gutted.
Yeah, but I don't think that means they're not going to be competitive this year. Mm. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you take away, well, you got to get rid of Justin Verlander and every hitter on the team who had something to do with it. Okay, now you're gutted.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you really gutted here? You lose some draft picks. Okay. I think you're going to get one back for Cole anyway. So
I mean, what's been worse?
Well, how about an NFL franchise leaving the city? That's a death penalty, period. Yeah, just
You got one back. Yeah, and by the way, that franchise was a bunch of losers, too.
Yeah, but that's to me, is worse than a playoff loss that you expected. And by the way, this isn't even the worst Texans playoff loss.
Take the Texans away. Texans should move.
Yeah, don't even joke about that, man. I had to live through that crap. That's not fun.
Let them move.
No.
They're going to run it like this. Let them move.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Like, you're going to be like a battered Browns fan. We're going to be so upset that the Browns moved away. And then they're going to just, you know what they're going to replace them with? The Browns. The Texans are the second, they're the second installment of the Browns, and you're just sucking it up.
I'd rather have that than no team at all.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, you... I'm telling you, you live through losing a football team when you actually care about it.
I don't care. Yeah,
yeah. I'm trying to think now. As far as big news days, there are two things within one. This wasn't an awful thing because the day after the Astros won the World Series was the day that Deshaun Watson's knee exploded. I remember that because I wanted to, same thing. Came in, wanted to talk about the Astros finally winning a World Series. Cheaters and. Watson's knee blows up, and suddenly we have to deal with that. So, I don't know. I think that Watson's the only thing to make this week worse is if the Texans give O'Brien another extension, which I sort of believe will happen. I hope not. But the thing is, we don't know. We don't know what Cal McNair thinks.
No.
I mean, we've had one interview with him, right? Not us. I mean, the public has had one interview with him, and all he talked about was how he was having a flatter organization. Now, they were pretty flat in that second quarter.
Yep.
So I don't know what he's going to do.
The flattest.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's easier to react like this. But again, both of these things, neither one was really unexpected. It's just the way that the Texans lost. I think the unexpected thing was that they fired those guys. And I'm bothered by the Luno one. After all that it took to build this team to where it was. So
I just can't. I don't know of an organization who wouldn't fire this coach after something like that when he's basically accomplished nothing.
Well, the organizations you're talking about, he wouldn't be this far along.
No.
You don't. Unless he was long. Jason Garrett.
Well, are the Cowboys the kind of organization you want to model yourself after? Keeping a guy who's done nothing for 9 years, is that what you want to be?
I think he's doing fine.
Because how close are we to that now? What's this, year six?
Yeah, this is year six, so we'll definitely be going into year seven.
So, I mean, we're all sitting back watching the Cowboys like, dude, how have they not figured out that Jason Garrett's not a good coach yet? Guess what you are, Texans? You're now the Cowboys under Jason Garrett. Everybody's looking at you going, really? They think this is the answer? This is their guy? Okay. And I've heard people say before, if the Texans fire Bill O'Brien, someone will hire him up right away.
Please.
Let him. That's like if you break up with your girlfriend who cheated on you and she ended up with Hep C and you dump her and it's like, yeah, but somebody else is going to be banging her. Let him. She's got a Hep C. Get her out of here. She's burned me. I'm done.
It's like all those guys say, I don't let go of Will Fuller. What if he's healthy? No, he's not going to be healthy.
Let him be healthy somewhere. Good for him. I mean, you guys are so. I'm telling you, you're so worried about the past. Like, oh, Jacoby Jones left, and look what he did, won a Super Bowl. Okay, does that hurt you? I mean, show me where the Jacoby Jones doll on the Jacoby Jones doll where he touched you. Like, it's
was it inappropriate?
Yes, clearly. Yeah. No, you can't worry about what's going to happen if you do something that's good for your organization.
And you know what? You might screw it up. You might hire the wrong guy. But at this point, we know, and history proves it. And I went back and did all that research a few weeks ago about if you're with a team, your first NFL team, a certain amount of years, and you don't get to at least a championship game, you're never getting to a Super Bowl. Bill O'Brien is well past that window. So the reality is, yeah, you should move on. But they're not going to. So if you're not going to... And I begged for this last year, and what happened? Nothing. At least go out and make one more run with some new coordinators on both sides of the ball and change things up and give him one more year. If you're gonna keep this guy, make him change things because this isn't working. And, you know, they've got enough talent to be competitive with these teams, but you can't show up unprepared. And you can't sit there and make stuff up about what your game plan was. Like you're doing it on the fly. We don't have a play for fourth and one. I'm just going to throw something out there. I bet Joe Brady has a play for fourth and one. Should he come up tonight?
He probably will. Mm,
just a thought. And at some point, and you're watching, and man, if you're watching them break down the defenses yesterday where you see all the clever stuff the Chiefs are doing against the pass. You know, where they're lining everybody up, you have no idea where the pressure's coming from. And then you see what the Texans are doing, which... nothing clever there. It's just, okay, we're going to drop back and play man and not cover your big tight end. And if you do want to throw to your back out of the backfield once, go ahead because we'll let him score a touchdown. And no pressure. No pressure. And well, there's plenty of time to get to all this, but they're going to have to spend some money in free agency because they obviously don't have any high draft picks to go out and get a pass rusher or anything else. But they also need a scheme change back there. They really do. Because I do think there's enough talent on that defense where they shouldn't be that bad. So, we'll see. I don't know, though. I guess it's O'Brien making all the decisions in the organization, right?
I guess so.
And if that's the case, you're not firing the coach.
Well, Bill O'Brien's not going to fire himself. This is why you can't have a GM who's also the head coach.
Well, unless he's won a few Super Bowls, sure. I'm more than happy to do that.
Name one guy besides Bill Belichick who should have that kind of power. Where's it worked anywhere else? There, it's not, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. I guess Parcells maybe, but when he had all that, it didn't work for him.
No, so. But you know what? That's another guy who had skins on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm frustrated because I'm old, and I don't live and die with the Texans. Believe me, I'd like to see them do well because they have some players I like, and it's a local team, and people get excited. But I can never get behind a team with this tiny little egomaniac on the sideline who treats everybody like we're freaking idiots and makes the same mistakes over and over and over again and somehow gets rewarded for them.
Yep.
I just don't understand. I really don't, AJ. Help me understand.
Well, I'm going to help you hoop it up.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about ProDunkHoops.com, the website with the best basketball goals on the planet, and they are manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. They are better than any goal you're going to find in any of the stores. They've got thicker steel, 75% thicker than the big brands. Tempered glass backboard so strong they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And a rust armor finish, which is going to give you 30 years maintenance-free, perfect for the Gulf Coast weather. They've got a design to fit your home, driveway, backyard. They've got a fully portable version if you've got a particularly obnoxious homeowners association. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. It's kept my kids off the video games. They've been outside constantly playing on this thing, constantly. Guys, get your new hoops goal today. They've got it all. They've got all the accessories as well, the LED lighting, the court marking stencils, the custom pole pad lettering. They've got it all right there at ProDunkHoops.com. Get your new hoops goal today. Be the envy of the neighborhood. ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.